Hello to everybody. We are here again streaming from Rome, from Future Decoder. And I'm here with Eric Gamma. I'm pleased to have you here. Eric Gamma is a well-known guy in the community, but I just want you to introduce yourself a little bit, so explain what you are doing during the daily job.
So I joined Microsoft 4 years ago, and we are now a small team in Zurich. We work out of Zurich, have our separate lab. The mission was 4 years ago when I joined Microsoft. So what can online development mean for IDEs and tooling? And cool. It was quite a journey from there.
Yeah. So we have seen a lot of cool demos today during the keynotes and see how we can debug, for example, not Microsoft language. You're taking Visual Studio Code, but...
But TypeScript is like...
TypeScript is Microsoft, okay. Yeah. And we would like to know if how you can make Visual Studio Code from the ground up, making portable from different platforms that can run on Windows, that can run on Mac, on Linux.
That's best looked at the journey, right? So it's 4 years. We started 4 years ago, and we said we are 8 developers, right? And we kind of had the mission to explore this space, and we said let's start with an editor that runs in a browser. Right, so because people want to edit scripts on Azure, people want to view source code like in VSO. So that was our first component we worked on, which became eventually the Monaco editor. And it was the first experiment basically we did. And all of a sudden we found a demand for that inside Microsoft. So we, like, Azure used it for mobile services, scripting on the server. OneDrive is using it. When you look at source code in OneDrive, then it's the Monaco editor that's used there. We also had something with Office, with Napa.
Also Napa. Okay.
Napa uses the Monaco editor.
Okay.
And then something which not everybody knows, but which was very healthy for the product was F12. The F12 tools use the Monaco editor when you view source code.
Okay.
Which is interesting for us because, you know, before they had a native component for looking at source code. And now they replaced it with a web-based one running kind of as a normal desktop component, right? And had the same performance requirements.
Wow, this is cool.
So we were kind of sweating, right?
Web developer, I think they are.
Exactly. So this was kind of the mostly Monaco editor focused. But always in parallel, we had the idea, can you do full end-to-end, 7x24 development in the browser? So, and we had that, and I'm not sure whether you have seen it. It's Visual Studio Online Monaco, which allows you to edit an Azure website in the browser. And we had very positive feedback on that. But we also noticed people go there maybe to quickly fix the website, but people don't go there to do the 7x24 programming, which is what we were interested in, right? We want to get people to be productive 7x24, not just for some small fixes.
Okay.
So. And then at that time, what happened is the .NET open source announcement, cross-platform announcement came along. And then the question was, what can we offer tooling-wise? And then we said, well, if you do it just in the browser, we will not get the flexibility we want, right? Because inside the browser have limitations. You know, the browser wants to take over some keyboard shortcuts, the browser... If you run, for instance, the cloud, right, you don't have all the tools as a developer you want at your fingertips.
So at the end, we prefer a desktop for...
Exactly. It's not like PowerPoint, right? Yeah. PowerPoint is a very self-contained thing, or a Word document. I can edit that in the cloud, but software development is more complex.
Yeah.
Right? You need another tool, a quick editor, edit a GIF or whatever, right? You jump around. And then we saw, what can we do with our component? And then it was kind of, the stars aligned. There was kind of a component called Node WebKit, right? Monaco was implemented with Node, TypeScript, and HTML5 technology.
Okay.
And then came a first component, open source component, Node WebKit, which allows you to use the Node API and access the DOM, but runs in a desktop window, which means you're liberated, right?
Yeah.
You're not constrained by the browser. So we made this experiment, and it turned out pretty good. And then the next step was we saw that GitHub, they have another shell technology, which they called Atom Shell at that time, which had a very active user base. And then we jumped on that one, and that started last October.
Okay.
last October, and then in May at Build we demoed it on stage. But of course the core is
a couple of months probably.
But you're right, but it, in the core is the battle-proofed kind of Monaco editor, the language support we had in there, right? Okay. So we had the luck we could grow this up through in 4 years and having different partners.
So really a journey to the
Exactly, and doing this 4 years now we really used it as much as possible ourselves, right? Dog fooding, as Microsoft said, we really did it to the maximum. So and when we started, I guess 3 months after we started, we only used our own editor, even so we had no mouse support or whatever. And from there on we continuously tuned it, and that's why we could make it right from October to May. You cannot ship a product with this performance characteristic, with this quality level, that takes time, needs to mature and bake and whatever. Yeah, that's how we ended up with. And so this was in May, and since May, we were busy. So we made monthly drops. That was kind of also something new, right? Every month we deliver a new update, which allows us to get feedback and then react to the feedback. So we made five updates since May, and the next big update will take place next week.
Wow. So I think that probably there is something very interesting next week. Probably there is another event that we run. So
exactly, next week is the Connect event. You know, Microsoft has kind of these two points where new things happen. At one is the Build conference, the developer conference. The other one in fall is the Connect event. Okay. And the Connect event, Build is on the West Coast, the Connect event is at the East Coast, and this will be in New York next Wednesday.
And you will be there.
I'll be there. There is some exciting announcements in the space of Visual Studio Code, which I will not make now,
but of course.
You can do them whenever you want. So, but it's a streaming event, which means everybody can stream to this event. If you Google in Bing for
2015
visualstudio.com, right? That's the event, and it's streamed, the whole keynote, and it's one of these events where really the stream should be very high quality, and it's worthwhile to attend, even when you have to get up early. I don't know whether time zone wise it works for everyone.
So I think that's we'll see the streaming, so
don't miss
next
it.
Next week, yes, I'm really happy that you are here, that you have spent the time with us, and so updating for all the stuff, showing demos, and also speaking about internals.
It was cool.
So
was cool.
See you next week.
Hopefully next week online, right?
So, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.